This goes to Dr. Melinda Cusack, C-U-S-A-C-K, fax 989-842-1110, regarding James Leisher, L-E-A-S-H-E-R, date of birth 10/19/1945. Dear Dr. Cusack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Leisher with diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, and hypertension. His last visit was 1 year ago. Since his last visit, he was diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis. He does have oxygen at home. He doesn't use it continuously, but he uses it with activities and at night. He also has lost 7 pounds over the last 12 months. He's had three of the COVID-19 messenger RNA vaccinations, and he's going to be getting a fourth vaccination soon. He'll be scheduling that. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Chronic dyspnea on exertion. Non-productive cough. He does have chronic atrial fibrillation also. And he's anticoagulated with Eliquis. Bowel function is normal without blood or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Since his last visit, he was started on lisinopril, 2.5 milligram once daily. He's also on spironolactone, 25 milligram once daily. And he's on Repatha, Plavix, Multac, the Eliquis, Jardiance, Zetia, Lipitor, and several supplements. Physical examination, weight is 208 pounds, and blood pressure at home is 124 over 65. And labs, most recent lab studies were done. We have January 27th of 2022 for creatinine level. And that was 1.1, which is stable. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.1. His hemoglobin is 16.4. White count 10.7 with normal platelets. April 7th of 2022, hemoglobin A1C is 6. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 101. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function and microalbuminuria and hypertension, which is currently well controlled, and chronic atrial fibrillation. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months. He should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. And he'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.